欢迎大家，我们来到，我们再次的回想，我们来到星期天来到这里是要做什么？这个问题非常重要，每一次来的时候呢，都要问这个问题。我们真的就是要亲近我们的神。
We need to come to the Lord.
We need to come close to the Lord.
那我们每一个星期天，好多人，你知道，我们好多人在不同的地方在做事情。有的人星期天就带孩子出去 barbecue， 有的人可能在家里面打麻将，有的人在后院里面种菜，有的人跟朋友们喝酒。我们今天来到这里做什么？
Even though there are many people doing different things on Sunday, some may play outside doing barbecue or clean their yards or take their kids to go play games, but what do we do today? That's a question.
那你今天来是做什么？
Why did you come today?
是神吸引你来到这里。
Because God has attracted you to Him.
你是非常非常的有福的。
You are a blessed one.
你知道一个人认识上帝是多么伟大的一件事情吗？
Do you know how great it is for a person to know God?
你知道你成为上帝的儿女是多么伟大的一件事情吗？
Do you know how great it is that you can be called children of God?
所以今天来敬拜上帝，在这个地方是一个极其荣耀的事情。
So it's a glorious thing to come and worship God today.
我们好多人不明白。
A lot of people do not understand.
那把星期天呢看作平常。
And we think Sundays as a usual day.
这是一件非常可惜的事情。
As a very sad thing.
弟兄姐妹，你如果今天在习近平的旁边跟他来谈话，你在他那边跟他来聊天，你是什么样的人？
Brother, sister, think of yourself talking to the premier, Chinese premier, Xi Jinping. What it, does it feel like?
今天你如果来在神的面前，永生神的面前。你来领受，你来跟他交谈，他的眼睛看着你，你是什么样的人？
But when you receive from the living God, talking to the living God, what is it feel like?
所以曾经有一个传道人宋尚杰，他说，我美国总统我都不会当，我要当神的传道人，神的仆人。
So one of the preacher called 宋尚杰 once he said.Even if you want me to be a president of the United States, I wouldn't be, because I want to be the preacher for God.
你想想，你是上帝的仆人。
Think of yourself as a servant.
上帝的儿女。
Children of God.
你是何等的权利？
What kind of authority that you have?
你真的求神提升你的信心。
Lord, we want to evaluate, increase your faith.
其实我真实的想法，我今天真实的想法，我真的明时明刻都愿意来敬拜神。
Right now, what I felt is that every moment of my life, I want to praise God.
我有好多的事情要做。
I have many things to do.
但是我做事情的时候，我说神啊，我敬拜你。
But every time I do things, I will say to myself, God, I want to worship you.
最近我做很多家里面装修的事情。
I do a lot of the house renovations right now.
在我们一些前辈的指导下面
under some elder instruction from the elders,
看着我的双手
and I look my hands,
看着那些很脏的东西
and look,
很累的东西，我说感谢主。
Look at the dirty stuff that I need to do and I will praise God.
神，你赐过这样的产业。
Lord, you give me my inheritance.
赐过这样的力量。
And give me the strength.
我开车的时候，我看着那天上的云不断在变化。
Drive and I see the clouds moving.
我每一次开车要去后部的时候，我就想拿出手机来照照片，但是呢，我不能，因为警察找我麻烦。
Every time I drive down to Hope, I want to take a picture of the clouds, but I couldn't.
我跟我的孩子讲说，你要跟我来的话，你就来照这个云的照片，你千变万化，温哥华的天空多么的晴朗，这些云你看不同的形状啊，有时候像乌龟，有时候像狮子，对不对？照下来，我要出一个照片集。要赞美我的神。
So every time I tell my children, if they ever go with me, take the picture of the clouds and the sky to see the differences that they make. Sometimes they look like a turtle or like anything that I will make into an album to show how beautiful God has created us.
其实我们和神之间的关系就是一层纸。
So the relationship between God and us is just like a paper.
我们中国人常说，就是一层纸捅破了就捅破了。
That's a Chinese saying that the relationship like a paper, once you poke it through, it's through.
我们祷告我们的亲友们，他们真正的能够捅破这种纸，只需要一点点的力量就捅破了这个纸，就接受极大极大的福分要倾倒在每一个人的身上。
And my prayer is for our friends and relatives that they can poke through the hole so that the blessing can come through us.
包括我们的弟兄姐妹们，好多人信了主，信了耶稣。
And including our brothers and sisters, a lot of people came to Jesus.
但是呢，我们没有好好的来读圣经。
But we have not read the Bible.
所以我们不太清楚神的应许。
And we do not know the promise of God.
神究竟喜欢什么
？What does God really like?
他怎么样来祝福我们
？How is He gonna bless us?
我们不清楚。
We do not know.
所以我们好多的这个神的祝福漏掉了。
So we're missing out a lot of blessings from God.
不是神不爱我们。
It's not that God does not love us.
而是我好多时候我们 miss 掉了。
It's a lot of times that we missed it.
所以我的心里面常常在为大家祷告，说每一个人巴不得都要得着，像我得着那种七倍的、十倍的福分。
So, I constantly praying for you so that you can be like me to get tenfold blessings from the Lord.
那我常常讲我的祝福，我眼睛看得见的祝福，看不见的祝福更多。
And I talk about my blessing a lot, the things that I can see, but the things that I'm seeing is.A lot more.
那这需要我们来提升我们的信心。
So we need to increase our faith.
弟兄姐妹，你认识了创造宇宙、创造大地、创造你和我的上帝，你想想，你有多少的福分，你还缺乏什么呢
？What a blessing is to know the Creator of the universe, the Creator of us.
你的生命将不再一样。
Your life will not be the same.
继续姐妹，每一个星期天来到这里，你希望你的生命不再一样。
Every time you come to this on Sunday, you will know that your life will be different.
就是那一层纸。
Just like the paper.
就是一个信心的提升。
Just increase of faith.
所以讲到这里的话呢，有的人，比如说下个礼拜来的这个罗保罗牧师，为什么可以刚果一病，什么帕金森症、坏死症，什么这个症那个症就给医治了？那么另外。我们怎么有时候祷告说没有呢？
For example, the from next week, Pastor Paul is gonna come, and signs and wonders have been following him. He's been healing Parkinson's and healing different kind of diseases. And then sometimes we pray, and then we do not see this kind of miracles. And why is that?
其实呢，你和他没有区别。
But indeed, you and him are not different.
唯一的区别呢，就是他。更加的信这本书。
The only difference is that he believed in the Bible.
还有呢，他亲近主。
And he come closer to the God, to Lord.
那我自己也经历过，神也用我。
And I myself has experienced that before.
你也是一样的，神要用你。
And you are the same. God is going to use you.
那为下个礼拜罗保罗牧师来之前呢，我们也要做一点。这真理上的预备。
So, prepare for Pastor Paul to come next week. We will talk about a little bit about the truth in the Bible.
为什么呢？因为，像这样的布道家走到哪里呢，会带着一些，带着一些不同的人的看法。
Because this kind of ministry brings a lot of differences.
走到哪里呢？就是有人会赞成，有人会反对。
So every time this kind of ministry goes out, like some people will stand against it or support it.
第一个呢，我要讲就是我们教会是什么样的教会，对他的看法怎么样。
So first I will tell you about what my our church stands for.
对，我们教会呢是向神完全敞开的教会。
So our church opens wholeheartedly to the Lord.
西安教会的传承呢，是向神完全敞开的教会。
So Church of Zion is a church that opens wholeheartedly to God.
神所有的应许，圣经里我们都要。
So all the promises that in the Bible we will will want to get it.
有人要把我们划分在这个派那个派。
So some people might think of us as this kind of a denomination or that kind of denomination.
有一次一个姐妹问我我们是什么派。
So once a sister asked us what kind of a denominations that we are.
我说我们是腓立恩耶稣天主派。
I said that we are gospel evangelists.
腓立恩耶稣天主派为什么呢？我们教会学圣经比谁都学得更愿意学。
Why is that? Because our church has learned the Bible more than any other.
传福音，我们也是拼命传。
And in terms of evangelism, we've been doing that a lot as well.
所以这就是福音派。
So we are evangelism.
那为什么是灵恩派呢？
Why is it that we are the
不管灵恩派这个名字，你是认为它是负面、正面？为什么我们是灵恩派呢？因为圣灵的恩赐全要。
So why are we called the
charismatic?
Charismatic church, because all the blessings from the Holy Spirit we wanted.
先教会从来都向圣灵是完全敞开，历史上发生很多很多的事情，今天也照样发生很多的事情。
So Church of Zion is open wholeheartedly to the Lord, and in the past we have a lot of things that are happening, but and things are still happening nowadays.
今天你说我怎么的教会没看到呢？
And you come to church and ask yourself, how come I do not see these things now?
你要自己回答这个问题。
And you have to answer that question yourself.
你亲近主的时间多少？你读圣经的时间多少？正在等候你和我。
How much time you spend with the Lord? How much time do you spend on the Bible? And the Lord is waiting for you.
那说到这里，不管你读经多还是读经少，祷告多还是神爱你是不变的。
No matter how long or how short you spend time with the Lord or how much you read about the Bible, but the only thing is that God loves you no matter what.
但我告诉你，我们西安教会历史上就是做保罗做的这样的事情，我们做过很多。
So in the past, Church of Zion has been doing the similar things like Pastor Paul has been doing.
但是我们不能只是说过去历史上做，现在将来还要做。
It's not that we only did in the past, but we're still doing it now, and we're going to do it in the future.
这是我一直不断的祷告，不管我们教会现在的状况如何。
That's my prayers, no matter like what kind of condition that our church is right now.
教会过去几年发生过很大的一些震动，但是我们抓住神的应许，神一定要在这里掌权，一定要他的荣耀要在这里显现。
So, in the past few years, God has been shaking our church.But I know that God is going to reveal Himself in this church.
所以你要定义我们的教会是什么教会呢？
If you want to categorize our church,
就是耶稣基督完全掌权，耶稣的丰盛在这里要充满的教会。
So it's a church of God who can have total control, total authority in our church, and His abundance is in our church.
至于说现在看起来怎么样，那是现在，是暂时的。
So, even though in the present days is what it looks like is what it is.
那你可能看到牧师有软弱，你自己也有软弱，这不要紧。
So you see the weakness in the pastor, and you also see.
因为我们只要依靠他，圣经上讲，神的能力在人的软弱上要显得完全。
But you just have to trust in the Lord because in our weakness, God is going to make strong.
你看到王炳牧师软弱的时候，神要显现的时候，你就知道是神了，不是王炳牧师。
So when a Pastor Bing is weak, and you will see the glory in God, so that the glory is to God, is not to Pastor Bing.
这不是为我自己找借口，我还是不断的要祷告，不断的要进取，
It's not
不断的要来完全。
It's not I'm finding excuse for myself because I will continually to seek the Lord and continue to improve.
所以我们教会呢，既然向神完全敞开，我们既要生命，也要恩赐。
So now we open up ourselves to the Lord. We want the life. We also want the gifts.
Gifts. 这是我们都要。有人说我们只要生命，生命要好，恩赐不重要。No, no, no.
So we want both. We don't want just life, but we also want gift.
有人喜欢恩赐，但是呢不照顾自己的生命。No, no, no. 我们都要。
So some people may focus on the gifts, but do not focus on their life. No, but we want both.
所以这就是我们教会的立场。
So this is the perspective of our church stands.
教会每一个基督徒都有三个重要的事情要做。
So every Christians have three important things to do.
那有时候人在问我们教会的意向是什么？其实很简单，基督徒的生活非常简单，你要做三个事情。
So sometimes people ask me about our vision, but to keep things simple, we only have three things to do.
第一、第二个就是神的大诫命。
So one, first and second are the commandment from the Lord.
要尽心尽力尽意的爱主。第二个，爱人如己。
So to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and the second is the same, love others as you love yourself.
第一个就是你要爱主，你要亲近主。
So the first thing is to love God and to go closer to God.
早上起来灵修读经祷告认识神。
So do your devotions in the morning, read the Bible and talk and pray to the Lord.
当然你也可以在网上读经，
放网
上也可以。
Of course you can also read your Bibles in the evening.
但是我挑战你在早上读经，为什么？
But I will challenge you to read the Bible in the morning.
中国有句话，一日之计在于什么？在于把网，没有，在于晨。
So one of the sayings in Chinese is that the most important thing will happen in the morning.
圣经里面也讲着。
The Bible also tells the same.
清晨是最重要的。
The morning is the most important.
所以我鼓励大家清晨起来就要亲近主。当然你一天都可以来亲近主。
So I encourage you to wake up in the morning to have a devotion.
要明白你的圣经。
And know your Bible.
要认识圣灵。
You know the Holy Spirit.
这是第一个，就是爱主。
So this is the first thing, to love the Lord.
第二个就是在教会里面实践我们彼此相爱的生活，要爱人如己，学习去帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
So the second commandment is to love others as you love yourself, to help others in the church.
别人有需要的时候，我们立刻要去上。
If someone is in need, then go and help.
第三点是什么呢？就是大使命。
The third is the great commandment.
Commission. 就是去，使万民做我的门徒。
Is to go and make disciples of the nations.
所以今天我们不论在哪里呢，都要传扬耶稣的名。
So no matter where you are, we have to tell people about the great news, the name of Jesus.
感谢主，我相信弟兄姐妹都在不同程度上在做，但是鼓励你要做的更多。
I know that brothers have been doing that, but I encourage you to do more.
因为好多人要经历神迹，当你做神的事情的时候，你发现神迹就开始发生。
Because many of us will experience miracles. When you do the things of the Lord, then you will experience these kind of miracles.
好多时候在教会生活里面，在自己家里面没有太多的神迹。
So a lot of times in our church life or your personal life, you do not see a lot of miracles.
那为什么呢？
Why?
那很简单，你已经得救了，你已经得医治了，那神还要怎么样医治你呢？
It's very simple that you already been saved, you already been healed. Then what else do you want God to do to you?
那有的人就很喜欢这种罗姆斯这种特会啊，又特会很 exciting 就去追这种特会。那追特会是有问题的，为什么？
So a lot of people likes to go to this kind of a meeting like Mr. Paul because it's very exciting. So
去了以后神灵充满，又发抖，又呕吐，又怎么样的？那我们不能一直这样做，为什么呢？有病的人需要医生，但是医好了就不需要医生，对不对？
So, a lot of people when they just had a meeting and they shake, they vomit, and they do a lot of crazy actions. Why is that? But we cannot do that like every day.
在家里面呢，当你医治好的时候呢，你要去使别人得医治，神就随着。
But when you heal yourself, then you go out and help others. God will be.With you and do miracles.
你就发现神迹就出现了。
And you will see that miracle will follow.
好多人不能经历神迹，因为是眼睛老看着自己的事情。
A lot of people cannot experience miracles because they have eyes only fixed on themselves.
太可惜了。
It's a pity.
那一个人呢，永远不会幸福，如果他眼睛只盯着他自己。
So a person will never be happy if they only fix their eyes on themselves.
一讲这种东西，我会讲。其他的东西不讲，讲心理学，讲这个社会学，不讲。
So I can talk about other side of psychology, but I'm not going to do that now.
那下一点我要讲的呢，就是活在生气中呢，是基督徒的正常生活。
So the second thing I want to emphasize on is that to live in the miracle is a normal Christian life.
那有时候教会走走走走到一个程度，就发现教会也没有神迹，也没有怎么，就慢慢的变得非常的平淡。历史上两千年的教会呢，就这样会变化，有时候非常的可怕。甚至到了一个程度呢，一些教会它会迫害这些带着神迹启示传福音的人。
So in the past, the history of church, a lot of church, they going downwards, and then they stop experiencing miracles, and then to the poor, they would persecute those church who do miracles.
那为什么呢？他们形成一种固定的模式，敬拜应该是这样的，我们应该这样，应该那样，应该那样，但是呢，没有按照圣经上的去做。
Why is that? Because they do things according to sort of a standard of a steps. So they want to do worship like this, they want to read like this, and then but then they forgot to do things according to the Bible.
我不知道你在我们教会你在期盼什么。
I don't know what kind of hope that you have when you come.
你希望我们的教会成为这样一个教会吗
？You want our church to become like that?
但是我在神的面前祷告，我在担心我们教会永远都不能成为这样的教会。
But in my prayers, is that our church will never be like that.
但是我会眷顾弟兄姐妹的软弱。
But I care about the weaknesses of our brothers.
愿神也赦免我的软弱。
And I may God also forgive my own weaknesses.
但是我的灵里面一直都在 content， 都在 fight， 就是说我们的教会一定是一个充满神迹奇事的教会，传福音的教会。
But in my spirit, I continue to fight that our church will become a church of miracles.
但是我会接纳弟兄姐妹的软弱，因为耶稣基督也接纳。
But I will also embrace the weaknesses of our.
如果你不读经不祷告，你还是神的儿女。
Even if you do not read the Bible, you're still the children of God.
那只是呢，我们会活在一个软弱当中。
But then we will live in a weakness.
我们不能经历到神的恩典。
And we will not experience grace.
那我们将来在这个末世的大灾难里面，其实这个我们现在很多的先知发源我们的灾难的起头，能不能站立得住？我们希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹不但站立得住，而且在那个时候勇敢的，要来传福音。
So now in the end times, a lot of prophets saying the suffering will happen in the end times. My prayer is that at the end time, all our brothers can stand firm.
那这是要给大家讲的，就是活在生机里面是基督徒正常的生活。
So to live in the signs and wonders is a normal life of Christian.
所以你下个礼拜你讲到这种保罗罗保罗牧师带着这些生机其实啊，好多人很混乱啊，什么东西，这是。不是说混乱是正常的，是生机其实是正常的基督徒生活。
So next week, Pastor Paul will do a lot of signs and wonders, and
many reactions.
Reactions. People may do have a lot of reaction to that.
为什么
？It's normal.
从耶稣复活、使徒行传到启示录都是生机。
Because from the death of the resurrection of Jesus and to the apostles, everything has It's a miracle.
特别是《使徒行传》里面，全是生机奇事。
Especially in the Book of Acts,
那是正常的基督徒生活。
Miracles is a normal life.
新圣经的就是活在生机里。信耶稣的就是要活在生机里。
So to know Jesus is to live in signs and wonders.
那我自己呢，一直的追求，我也经历过这些事情。
So,
那我要经历更多。
So I've been pursuing and I've been experiencing that, and then I want to experience more.
那另外一点呢，我要讲的就是对混乱的理解。那下个礼拜呢，你会发现这个罗保罗牧师来的时候呢，他的这个带领的方式呢，教会会产生很多的混乱。
So I want to also talk.
混乱是打引号的混乱。
So I want to also talk about confusions, called confusions, because when he comes.
Mess, create a mess.
Oh, okay, mess. So next week he comes, there might be some kind of mess.
那我希望弟兄姐妹准备好，我们准备好要来服侍好多有需要的人。
So I want you guys to be prepared. So we want to be prepared to serve.
因为好多时候我们看到这种混乱的时候，有的人这么发，有的人在叫啊，有的人在地上打滚啊，有的人呕吐啊。
So some people may be lying on the floor. Some people may throw up.
那你自己也发现，你先生灵成的，你也开始呕吐。
So even yourself might find yourself throwing up in the presence of the Lord.
那有的人就害怕。
And some people get scared.
那怎么办？
What do you do?
弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你一点。
So brothers and sisters, I want to tell you.
当神的能力临到的时候呢，我建议你完全的向他敞开，因为他是爱你的，他要来医治你。
So when the power of God comes, I want you to open yourself wholeheartedly because He comes to heal you.
不要怕尴尬。
Do not be afraid to be like feel awkward.
啊，不要觉得面子过不去。
Don't think that your face, don't look at your face.
啊，说不重要，你的面子重要还是你的自由重要
？Is your freedom important or your face important?
我告诉你啊。面子害掉的人太多了，没有见到过一个人。你去在历史上你考察，所有的电影，所有的历史文献里面，哪个人因着面子建造了他自己和他的家庭
？So you can go and study and in the past, in the history or in the movies, can anyone be saved by saving his own face?
就是或者是 bring any blessing.
Yeah. So it
was. 事实上，面子都造成很多很多的问题。因着面子，他的儿女开始反叛，因为他。我自己在这里教书就看到很多的这种因着父母要面子儿女开始在下面酝酿一种暗流反叛的暗流
So I've been seeing a lot of things like that like parents they putting on a mask and then the children will struggle
他我所以呢大家放下面子你要得着神的能力成为一个自由人
So we lay down our face and we want toBecome a free man.
这在圣经里面有很多的根据。
So that has it has a lot of supporting verses in the Bible.
啊，就是大家如果翻开这个马可福音第一章的时候，大家可以看看圣经上。
Mark chapter one.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter one.
那第一章呢，就讲到就是耶稣进到一个会堂里面，带来一阵混乱。
So it talk about when Jesus went into the temple and he created some sort of mess.
大家来翻开圣经啊，圣经是神的话，这是我们的基础。到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。21节。
Verse 21.
众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人不像王似。在会堂里有一个人被五鬼附着，他喊叫说：“拿撒勒人耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？”你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，那是神的圣者。耶稣责备他说：“不要作声，从这人身上出来吧。”乌龟叫那人抽了一阵风，大声喊叫，就出来了。众人都惊讶，一直彼此对问说：“这是什么事？是个新道理啊！”他全并吩咐乌龟，连乌龟也听从了他。耶稣的名声就传遍了加利利的四方。Yeah, you can read the English.
They went to Capernaum, and then the Sabbath came. Jesus went into the synagogues and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in the synagogues who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.Be quiet, said Jesus sternly. Come out of him. The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were so amazed that they asked each other, What is this? A new teaching. And with authority, he even gave orders to the evil spirit and they obeyed him. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
我不知道你来到教会，希望耶稣来的时候给你带来什么。
So I wonder, like when you come to church, what do you want Jesus to bring to you?
你希望耶稣带着一个笑容来握握你的手，安慰你一下。
So you want Jesus to come with a smile and hold your hand and give you a greeting.
这里看到的是什么？
What do you see here?
那好多人读圣经的时候，他并没有显现当时的那个场景。
So a lot of people they read when they read the Bible, they do not.Imagine the pictures of what happened.
这里耶稣来是什么？赶鬼。
Jesus came to cast out demons.
那今天我先不讲，鬼是真还是假？好多人会问我这个问题，鬼是真的。
So a lot of people might ask me whether is demon real or not, but I'm telling you that there is demons.
鬼附人呢也是真的。
And when evil spirits come into a person is also true.
那我自己也搞过鬼。
And I myself has cast.
我虽然是个科学家，但是我也搞鬼。
Even though I'm a scientist, I have also cast.
这并不矛盾。
It's not a contradict to each other.
因为鬼呢不懂科学。
Because demons don't know about science.
但是你要懂鬼。
But you have to know about God.
你最主要是要懂神。
Most important thing is you have to know to God.
我告诉你，现在世界上外面的很多人都有邪灵在里面。
So I tell you that a lot of people out there they have evil spirits in them.
讲这个话的时候，你不要觉得害羞或者吃惊。
Please don't feel embarrassed or scared.
只是他们不知道。
It's because they do not know.
我曾经在一个营会里面，在服侍的时候，我们分小组的时候，一些姐妹啊，就是。跟我开始讨论这个通居的问题。
So once I was in a retreat camp, and then I was with some sisters. They start to talk about to live with someone without marriage, right?
对，我说这个是一个罪呀、啊。他说这算什么罪？现在所有的人都接纳这种东西，对不对？我们如果不跟我们的男朋友上床的话呢，人家就说你是一个 nuts。
So they will say, okay, this is a common thing that happens nowadays. If you do not have sex with your boyfriend, then they will think that you are nuts.
那我就问他，我说你同居以后，你觉得带来的是祝福还是咒诅？
So I asked them, now you are living with the man that you haven't been married, do you think it brings blessings or curse?
他们回想一个一个回想，他说全是咒诅。
So when theyAll of them, when they refresh back, all of the past has been a curse.
忧郁症
a depression.
不平安
And they have a sense of insecurity.
其实道理很简单，你的心没有在一起，肉体在一起，当然他就不平安了。
It's very simple that even your flesh are together, but your hearts are not together. Of course, there will be.
你怎么可能有祝福在那里呢
？How can there be blessings?
同床异梦，对不对？
So you've been lying in the same bed with different dreams.
那我们在过去赶鬼的时候，好多鬼是从同居的人身上出来。
So in the past, a lot of demons has been casting out from those people who are living with somebody else, not within a marriage.
想到这里，你想想现在多少人有这样的问题。
So just reflect on how many people are out there like that.
所以我们需要多少像罗保罗这样的人，像使徒保罗这样的人。
So how many more people that we need when you pass upon?
你出去传福音要带着能力。
So when you go out, when you preach, and you will have the power.
当然，你不一定要告诉他我要给你赶鬼。
Of course, you don't need to tell him that you want to cast out demons from them.
要他来要你赶鬼的时候，你就能赶出去。
But then when the people ask you to cast out demons from them, then
所以呢，我们邀请人呢，要祷告，要预备人的心。你去赶鬼的时候，他说你跟谁赶鬼？你跟谁来赶鬼啊？我哪有鬼啊？你才有鬼呢！啊，你就我们做婚姻辅导都是这样，他要找你，你不要找他。以前的人好多人很热情，牧师啊，你去找他是没有用的。为什么？圣经上有一个原则，人不谦卑的时候，他不接受你的教导。
我是老板。You want to ask your friends to cast out demons, but do not ask them. You won't cast out. Let them ask you first. It happens same as the marriage counseling. A lot of people want me to go counsel their friends, but it doesn't work like that. So the couples have to come and seek help first.
那有些姐妹说你来辅导一下我的先生啊，怎么样怎么样？她的先生说。
So some sister might ask, oh, come and counsel.Some counseling with my husband.
我们的婚姻很有问题啊。
Our marriage has a big problem.
他先生说什么？王斌牧师没有本事，所以就去做了牧师。
So the husband
不会赚钱。
You know what the husband said? He said, "Oh, Pastor Bing has no other things to do, so that he became a pastor."
No capability to make money.
No ability to make money, so that he became a pastor instead.
混饭吃了。
Some make money by preaching.
他辅导我什么呀？
Why Why is him to counseling me?
我的婚姻好好的。
My marriage is good.
是你的问题。
It's your problem.
再不要找什么牧师。
Don't ever find another pastor.
家丑不能外扬。
So we do not.
好了，一直等到呢，时代问题爆发的不得了的，谦卑下来的时候，他才听你讲。
So it's only when things that happen so badly that he will come and ask your help.
人的谦卑和科目。这是接受神能力的条件。
So, the condition to accept God's power is that being humble and
弟兄姐妹，这是智慧。
So this is the wisdom.
所以为什么有时候我们请外面的简员来简呢
？So why would we invite like people from other churches?
你说王炳牧师，你不是牧师吗？你不可以祷告人就医治吗
？So pastor, isn't that your pastor?Isn't that you can pray and people get healed?
因为人谦卑和开放决定了我能不能为他祷告。
So a person being humble and being open themselves are the conditions that whether I can come and actually minister to them.
你知道耶稣好多时候不能行神迹，为什么
？You know, sometimes a lot of times Jesus cannot perform miracles.
圣经里面有讲到耶稣不能行神迹。
The Bible has mentioned that Jesus cannot perform miracles.
他在哪里不能行神迹
？Where he couldn't.
大家记得吗
？Do you remember?
是在他的家乡。
It's in his hometown.
他说这个人不是木匠的儿子吗
？Isn't he just a son of the carpenter?
他不就是自己也是个木匠吗
？He's also a carpenter.
他的弟弟妹妹都在这里跟我们一起长大的吗
？His brothers and sisters are with us.
怎么突然他就变成神的儿子了
？How come all of a sudden he became the son of God?
所以圣经上记载，耶稣非常诧异，他们不信，他不能行神迹，他就到别的地方去。
So in the Bible it mentioned that God was, Jesus was shocked that they did not believe, so he moved on to a different city.
所以我们好多是要请外面的牧师来讲道。
That's why a lot of times we have to invite pastors.
为什么？你们对王炳太了解了。
Because you know me too well.
我也非常清楚，我到外面去，别人教会邀请我去的时候，也是神迹奇事发生。
And when other churches invite me to go to their church, signs and wonders also happens there.
不是说这个先知的家乡不受接纳是真理，而是说它是一种事实。
It is not like the truth of pastors cannot perform miracles in their own realm, but it's the reality.
那所以呢，就说，但是，这些恩赐、这些恩典都是神给我们的。
But all of these gifts are all blessings from.
大家如果除去那种有一个心，就是说习以为常的心，啊，那种 familiarity， 就是。出于去习以为常的心呢，我们彼此祷告的时候都会得医治。
So if we take out this kind of familiarity, these things will happen.
那我们不需要等到保罗牧师来为我们得医治。
We do not need to wait for Pastor Paul to pray for us.
那这就是我们谦卑。
So we will.
我们要开放。
And we will open ourselves.
在别人为你祷告的时候，你看说哦，怎么？她昨天跟她的丈夫吵架，今天为我祷告，说不定祷告不要这样想，是因为耶稣基督的名祷告的时候就要得医治，所以你就得医治了。
So when someone pray for you and they don't think, she has a fight with her husband last night, and how come she's praying for me? Don't think that. Think that God is for you.
圣经上的真理呢是凭着什么？信心，信心，信心。
So the premises from the Bible is through
faith. 所以弟兄姐妹们，我们就是在这个如果保罗的聚会啊，或者以后其他的聚会里面发现有人敞开的时候呢，他有好多的现象出现的时候呢，这是神在做工。
So brothers and sisters, when you see some people may have reactions to what Pastor Paul has been doing, you have to know that is a sign from God.
那不要去惧怕。
And do not be afraid.
弟兄姐妹，我更重要的要鼓励大家来自己敞开，想要得医治。
So I want to encourage you to open yourself, and you have to get healed.
也不要怕抖。
Do not be afraid of being like shaking.
也不要怕呕吐。
And do not be afraid of like throwing up.
我自己也抖过。
Me myself have been shaking before.
好像没有呕吐过。
But I don't think I have thrown up before.
圣灵降临的时候，上蹿下跳。
When the Holy Spirit comes, some people.
我也曾经躺在地上打过鼓。
I have been also been lying on the floor.
但是我感谢主，因为什么呢？就是说那个里面那种释放和自由。
So I want to praise God so that because we have this freedom in the spirit.
可能好多人也意识到我有一个自由在我的灵里面。我不知道你们看到没有，我有一个自由在我的里面。
So a lot of people will see the freedom that's in me. That have you seen the freedom in me?
好多时候人拿我没办法，因为我有个自由在里面，我不怕别人说什么，也不怕说是别人搞什么名堂。
So a lot of people, yeah, because I have this freedom, so I'm not afraid what people think of me.
我告诉你，这自由是非常重要的。
I'm telling you that being free is very important.
你的自由跟你的幸福非常有关系。
Your freedom is very important.
你要自由，要幸福。
You want happy, you want to be free.
远远重要过你的面子和你的什么正人君子的形象。不要。
It's far more important than your face or being like a normal person.
宁可做一个小孩子，告诉你。
You'd rather be a child.
是不是？那种喜乐平安随着你，自由随着你，多好，对不对？你还可以一并赶鬼，对不对？
So like when the peace and happiness been with you, and also freedom been with you.
所以弟兄姐妹就说，我鼓励大家呢，要敞开。
So brothers, I encourage you to open yourself.
不要怕这些现象引导你，就是说怕难堪啊什么的，不要紧，因为他会接触圣灵来呢，会接触好的果子。
So do not be afraid of this kind of phenomena. Just open yourself so that the Holy Spirit can come.
那有人曾经就是我在神学院读书的时候，那时候在圣灵很强的那些教会啊，有些人说：“哎，我看到你身上有鬼。”
So in the past, in the Bible College, some people may have a very strong anointing, and they will say to me, "Oh, I see that there's evil in you."
你知道我怎么回答
？Do you know who I tell them?
我没有说，我说你看我都服侍神这么多年，我身上哪有鬼？没有这些。我说你有鬼，你就赶出去就完了。
I didn't say that.
为我祷告。
I didn't say that. Oh, I've been serving the Lord for many years. How come there's evil in me? No, I didn't say that. I tell them to cast out the demons. Just go and cast out the demons.
就不要为这些东西争论，弟兄姐妹。
Do not wait quarrel about this kind of stuff.
你要吃那个好的果子。
You wanna get the fruit, the good fruit.
不要在这个吃果子之前老去讨论这个果子是酸的、甜的，哒哒哒哒，为什么是酸的？为什么在吃？毛泽东讲的很好，你要知道梨子的滋味呢，你吃一口就好。
So we do not need to talk about whether the fruit is sour or sweet before you eat it. So one of the chairman Mao has been saying that if you want to know whether the fruit is good or not, just take a bite.
毛泽东是一个非常实在的人。
So Chairman Mao is a very practical.
你要变成一个实在的人，弟兄姐妹。
You also wanna be a practical person.
你要吃圣灵的好果子。
You wanna eat the good fruit from the Holy Spirit.
但是吃的过程里面呢，要按照神的办法去。
So in the way of eating the fruit, you have to do it according to the Lord of God.
那下面还有呢，就是说对一些不信的基督徒或者一些教会呢，我们怎么样去对待和理解？
So and also the third thing is about people who haven't believed in the Lord yet. So how do we respond to them?
那我为什么要这样讲呢？
Why do I say that?
因为在《使徒行传》里面，保罗传道的时候呢，好多的神迹奇事发生。
So because in the Book of Acts, when Apostle Paul went and preached the gospel, a lot of things happened.
他走后呢，后面就会留下很多的问题。
So every time he went away, there will be problems left behind.
那人就有的人呢，就信他，把他当神拜；另一些人呢，就石头要砸他。
So some people will worship him like a god, but some people want to stone him.
这就是带着能力的人会带来的一种现象。
So it's a phenomenon of people who can do this kind of.
那没有信心的人呢，就说：“哎呀，这教会这样的现象，我比较害怕，我不来了，不来教会了。”
So So some people are lack of faith. They will think, oh, this kind of things happen. It's quite scary. I'm not going to the church anymore.
这就非常可惜。
And it's a quite.
不要因着自己信心的软弱呢，失去更重要的祝福。
So do not lose your blessings because of lack of faith.
那急需要来参加聚会。
Still, you have to come to a meeting.
那还有另外一些教会呢，他们常常说这个圣灵的这些现象什么东西，这个了那个了，这评论的很多，不是从神来，从神不要管，但是你要怜悯他们，怜悯他们。为什么要怜悯他们？第一，他也是神的儿女，你继续祝福他，神也爱他。第二，就是他们实在不知道，不懂。
So some church might think this kind of ministry may not be from God, but brothers, I ask you to have mercy on this kind of church because they do not know and they do not understand.
我看到很多就是不追求圣灵的这个能力的教会，仍生活在软弱里面，成天捡一些离弄的东西。
So I've seen church that they do not believe in the gift of Holy Spirit. They live in weakness. They only talk about like theories.
星期天的时候把头梳得光光的，完了又穿上西装，架着圣经，架着个比较大的圣经。
And so on Sundays they will wash off, and then they will carry a big Bible, suit it up, and bring a big Bible.
但是呢，里面的问题，灵里面的问题呢，没有得医治。
But a lot of the problems within themselves in the spirit has not been healed or solved.
回家去了，老婆天天干仗。
So they go home and then have this big fight with their wives every day.
弟兄姐妹，我们要的是神真实的能力改变我的生命，里面要变得有信心、有爱。这个正面积极的生命也活出来。
So brothers, so we want the power from the Lord so that we can have this renewed self, so that we can.
所以呢，对不信的讲什么闲话的人，我们要接纳。
So,
但是呢，我们不要受此影响。
So we will accept those who do not believe or have negative opinions of this. We will accept them.
因为我们信主就是要信一个超自然的神。
Because we believe the God who is a God of supernatural.
如果他做的事情就是我能做的话，我就不要他，弟兄姐妹。
If a God can do things that I can do, I do not need to believe a God like that.
是不是？
Right?
如果他做的事情都是我所理解的，我要他做什么？
If I believe a God that do things like what I can do, why do I have to believe?
我们今天信主不是就要一个超过我能力的神吗？
When we come to the Lord, we want a God who can do supernatural.
所以我们要不断的追求。
So we have to continue to pursue.
在这个时代，我们更加需要神的能力。
So in this time, we need the supernatural.
这个世界充满了压力，充满了混乱，
because,
充满了很多的纷争。
Because there's a conflict, there's pressures in the society.
有一次，还有好多人问过我，你为什么要信主？
Many people have asked me, why do I become a Christian?
你的日子过得怎么样？
How is your life?
我说我有上帝，我日子过得还比较苦。你没有上帝会怎么样？
I said, I have God, and then my life has not been easy. But how about you without God?
你先想是不是？所以我们追求就是要这个上帝，我们要做聪明人。
So this is
要能力的上帝。
Wise person, we want a God with power.
下面我要讲一点呢，就这样的聚会过后以后要怎么办？刚才我讲的就是火的石头完了以后呢，后面的会留下一些问题。
So previously I've been talking about Apostle Paul when he left, he will create some problems behind. So we want to talk about what.
或者不能叫做问题，应该说一些留下一些事情，要我们去继续的接受或者解决。
So I'm not saying it's a problem, it's more like things that we need to do later on after the meeting.
那第一个呢，就是好多人的信心被点燃了。
So one is that some people have been ignited by their faith.
心里火热。
And they've been very hungry for the Lord.
开始拼命放羊祷告传福音。
Some people may start talking in tongues and then go and preach.
这时候呢有一个试探，大家要注意。
So there's usually a kind of temptation.
他突然发现教会的人怎么都不太属灵呢？我就是最属灵的呢。
They will say, "Oh, how come?" People in the church are not like as holy as I am.
我就是这样过来。
I was like that before.
所以我为什么就是这样讲？不是就我在传福音，怎么别人都不传福音呢？
How come I'm the only one that are doing evangelism? How come people are not talking the gospel to others?
那这时候这个试探就是我们要祷告主呢，我们继续在真理里面造就，不要弄断，要有怜悯心，要有爱心，扶持软弱的。
So when this kind of temptation comes, so we have to keep in mind that we have to have mercy on those people who do not believe.
那另外一些人呢，就是会这个追这种讲员。
And some other group of people will like to follow this kind of preacher.
Chase
after
powerful preachers.
Yeah.
所以呢，不在教会去为生。
So they stop coming to the church.
Do not commit to a church.
So they stop commit to a church.
其实呢，没有活在真理里面，没有活在神的家里面、爱里面。
So this is not living according to the truth and not living to the.
所以后来呢，就圣经上讲，真正的这种将来这个被建造呢，是要在彼此相爱里面，爱是最大的。
So love is most important. The only way to build up each other is to love.
要在教会学习去相爱。
So in the church, you have to learn how to love each other.
如果旁边那个弟兄比你软弱吗？
If the other brother is weaker than you,
你要感谢神。
You have to.
为什么？神给那个对象，你可以去爱他。
Because God has given you someone so that you can love him.
如果周围的人都比你刚强，你就不需要去爱了。
Everyone else is stronger than you, then you don't need to love.
是不是？
Is that right?
所以神就把一些软弱的人放在我们的周围，我们学习彼此相爱。
So that God has put in people who have witnesses around us, so that we can have a chance to love.
这是很重要的，就是我们不要去追这种特会。
So it's very important we do not want to chase after this kind.
但是你的信心被点上，你的身体得医治以后呢，你以后要成为保罗牧师的同工。
So when you've been fired up by this Holy Spirit, you should be a co-worker for the pastor, for Pastor Paul.
你要成为他的同工，不要追他。
You want to become his.
成天让他要给你两手祷告，你要成他的同工。
So you want to be his co-workers, but not his followers.
怎么样成为同工呢？
How do you become?
圣经上讲，小事忠心，大事就托管给你。
So how do you become a co-worker?When you do things, small things, according.
Then entrust greater things.
Yeah. So do it. Yeah. So go.
所以当这样的聚会过后呢，我们更加的就是说，用我们的恩赐，如果得着的来建造彼此，建造教会来传福音。
So if we got this anointings in kind of this kind of meeting, we should use that to build each other up, to build the church.
其实好多时候这种心理呢是可以理解。
So this kind of thinking is understandable.
就像吃大餐一样。
Just like having a big feast.
我们有时候带儿女们到这个餐馆里面去吃龙虾、吃大餐。
Sometimes we bring our children to go out and have a big feast. Lobster.
完了以后，他们说我们能不能天天来吃大餐？
And then later on, they will ask me, "Oh, can we come every day?"
其实告诉他，真的天天吃龙虾呢，胆固醇很高，对不对？人是靠小米、白面、蔬菜养活的。
So if you feast on lobsters every day, it's not good for your health. We actually feed on rice, grains.
人健康的人成长是靠着白米、大面、蔬菜、白菜、萝卜养大的。
So a healthy person is built on a simple diet like grains.
那用这个比喻呢，就是圣经里面读经、祷告、彼此相爱，就是这个白菜、萝卜，好像没有很多神奇的事情。
So,
其实有很多神奇的事情已经发生在那里。
So the things that Bible asks us to do is more like a normal diet, like grains of flour, vegetables may not taste very good, but it's the thing that we need.
那些粗粮。
Whole grain.
我呢，身体很健康，感谢主。
I'm very healthy and I praise God for that.
因为我呢，我太太、孩子吃的剩下，他们不吃的，看不上眼的，我全吃。
Because all the leftovers from my wife, my kids, I take them all.
或者他们不喜欢吃的很粗的东西。
The things that they do not like, like the whole grain stuff.
反正水果他们不喜欢吃的，蔬菜不喜欢吃的，我都吃。
So the vegetables that they do not like, the fruits that they do not like, I take them all.
所以什么这么感冒，流行感冒来的时候呢，我怎么这爸爸怎么不得呢？
So when like seasonal flus comes, I'm like that and never got it.
因为我什么都吃。
Because I eat everything.
这就是圣经里面每一句话，人活着不是单靠食物，是靠神口里说出的每一句话。
This is what the Bible says. So we live not just by food, but also by the word of God.
所以呢，我们就说这种特会完了以后呢，我们领受这种恩膏以后呢，我们就开始用这种恩膏操练。
So after this kind of meeting, when we receive the anointing, we should use that.
在教会里面，教会外面，亲友当中，街上来服侍，彼此服侍。
So within the church, outside the church, to minister to each other is this kind of anointing.
在灵里面就开始成长。
So we grow in faith in our spirit.
也发现神的祝福就不断的来临。
And then the blessing of the Lord will come.
我就举一个最近发生的一个事情。
I wanna bring an example.
我在那边有一个房客，一个西人，他夫妻俩呢就分居了。
So I have a tenant, a Caucasian. His wife has been separated.
那这太太呢说，我说我愿意帮助你，尽全力帮助你。
So I told the wife that I want to help you.
妻子很想丈夫回来。
The wife really wants the husband to come back.
她也听我讲一些东西，她觉得也很有道理。
And she listened to me as well, and she think a lot of things are right.
我跟这个先生打几次电话呢，后来他就不接电话。
I called the husband a few times and he stopped answering my phone.
那后来呢，我见到这个太太，我就给她传福音。
So I see the wife and then I preach to her.
我为她祷告。
And I pray for her.
她很高兴。
And she was very happy.
她说我要去教会。
I want to go to church.
我要一本圣经。
I want a Bible.
我要你的这个神。
I want the God that you have.
我说你要相信祷告的力量。
I told her that you have to believe in the power of prayer.
神怎么样改变像我这样一个很信的人，改变你先生 piece of cake.
So how God has transformed me like a hard person, God will transfer your husband just like that.
那天本来是需要去割草的。
I was supposed to mow the lawn that day.
结果草没有割。
I couldn't mow the lawn.
我传了福音，很高兴。
But I preached and I was happy.
这草越长越长，这个房客开始抱怨了。
Grass is growing tall, and I got complaints from the tenants.
However,
但是
灵魂比草重要。
Your soul is more important than the grass.
对，所以呢，就是我们讲到这里呢，就是下个礼拜呢，大家也我们需要来找一些有人来摆一些椅子啊，可能有两倍的椅子啊，来给影响系统啊。我们有一些弟兄姐妹在星期六祷告的时候呢，也准备了一些东西。
So next week we want people who can volunteer and bring like chairs, like double the size, and then also set up the audio system.
那所以呢，希望就是最近一个礼拜呢，大家就来祷告，祷告就是神整个能力建立。
So this week I encourage to pray so that God's presence will come.
我听陈辉牧师讲，陈辉牧师呢是介绍罗保罗给我的一个牧师，他说好多人已经想从外地赶过来。
So, Pastor 罗辉who introduced me to Pastor Paul, he told me that a lot of brothers and sisters from other regions wanted to come.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹呢来做好招待，以爱心摆上。
So, brothers and sisters, I want you to prepare yourself so that you can serve.